Triple M. Scorching conditions today. That certainly I wouldn't have thought would help northern New South Wales and southern Queensland. So we really need to get the latest on what's happening, I feel, Luke.
Yeah, absolutely. And to do that, our go-to firefighter, Brett Myers from the CFA, joins us. Morning, Brett.
Don't know about the clap, but good morning, guys.
That's just for you. You deserve a clap,
you deserve
buddy.
It, always.
What are conditions? I mean, it's such a weird situation, especially for us, because we're in the same state, but we feel so far removed from it because conditions have been generally so mild, although certainly not today. But what are conditions like up there at the moment, Brett?
So we've actually got CFA firefighters working at the moment in and around the Batemans Bay area, which is in the area that they're describing a mega fire is occurring, and the conditions are tough. Our firefighters that returned yesterday, I spoke with a few, have said that this is probably one of the more, I guess, productive deployments that they've been involved in. One day they're protecting houses that are burning, and then the next day they're undertaking some backburning activities to try and protect the Batemans Bay community. So, the sad thing is there's actually no respite. The only thing that's really going to stop this is in excess of 50, 60 mil of rain.
Wow.
There just isn't any of that on the horizon.
And that's the thing, Brett. So, you know, there's just not enough manpower anywhere to be able to stop it by the sound of things. So it's really just a matter of trying to save the communities, isn't it?
That's exactly the focus, yeah. And a lot of these fires are burning in remote areas, which make it really difficult to access. The conditions as far as the fuel, so the bush itself and the anything that can burn, is that dry that all we can do is try and protect houses.
All right. Now, closer to home, how about the fires up in the high country?
So, again, still burning. We have had milder conditions recently, so that's allowed firefighters to get in and be more productive with containing those fires. But today we've got 37 degrees forecast, another 38 degrees tomorrow. But fortunately, from a fire perspective, the wind is actually relatively low. But people will have woken up this morning to smoke lingering in the air. So that's being created from a change in wind direction, and that smoke's coming from the fires in the Upper Murray. It'll slightly worsen tomorrow morning. But again, if you are sensitive to smoke, look at staying indoors, shut windows to make sure that you're isolated from that.
Yeah, fantastic. And I guess, Brett, as always, you know, with the milder weather coming again in the next couple of days, it's always timely to clean up around the yard, clean out your gutters and do all that stuff if you haven't done it already.
Absolutely. It's never too late to be prepared by doing those activities. There's plenty of information on both the Rural Fire Service and the CFA website about how to do that. And most importantly, making sure that you do have your own bushfire survival plan, that if one of these fires or a new fire, hopefully doesn't, but if it does break out, and that you've actually got a plan to know what you're going to do and where you're going to go.
Fantastic. Yep. Brett Myers from the CFA, Commander District 24, thanks heaps for chatting with us again.
Thanks, guys. Anytime. Cheers.
It's Lord Matt. It's Triple M.